Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week you shared on our Heartbeat about how God is love and lifts us up. And you started about talking all about God, who is love. That's who he is. That's his nature. But then you said God doesn't just leave it there. God is love. He loves us so much that he wants to take us to a place of trust in him and where he lifts us, where when we're going through hard times, he is the one to help us up.
Have you heard of the saying, God loves us so much that he doesn't want us to let us stay where we are? But we could be in a great place, but he wants us to be in a greater place. We could be in a holy place, but he wants us to be holier. But we could be in a poor place and he wants us to lift us up and get out of that. He's always going to that perfection, that holiness that he is, drawing to himself, to this perfect love. Which is very encouraging because he's always on the up, on the positive, on the, like God's never negative. He's always merciful and forgiving. What a positive. He's always loving and dependable, positive, like everything. He doesn't have a grumpy day or a bad day.
Yeah. So therefore, like what you're getting at as you started the Heartbeat was God is love. That is his complete nature.
It's his nature, his character. It's who he is. Yeah. He's through and through. If you cut him in half, he's the same. Yeah.
And then like you was like each part of God, Father, Son, Spirit, all of it is love. Like you said, Jesus is the ultimate expression of his love. And then on top of that, God's Spirit resides in us.
And he speaks of speaking us his love. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Shows us his love.
And you made a point, it's different to human love.
Oh, so different.
Because we, as much as we love, we are frail in our love.
And we're quite self-centered in our love. We are, truly. Again, you see the saints, or even if they're not being classed as saints, but we do see saintly people who are just so selfless. I see it in Mother Teresa. When she was alive, she was just denied herself. She was, you know, like she wore that sari. And I know in India they wear saris, but hers was very simple. It wasn't exotic with jewels and colours. It was just very simple. And she was like, you look at her and to me, an old, frail lady that just loved. She had this love within her eyes, this compassion, this selflessness. And like, you know, like she had the love of Jesus. And you meet, when you meet those people, it's a different type of love.
And God's love, it's steadfast. It never changes. No matter what we are like to God, God still loves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you shared from Ruth Burrows, who you've shared from before, about how she said that we're created by love and for love, and nothing on earth can fully satisfy us. We have this need for God.
Yes.
Yeah. We long for something we cannot get ourselves, and that's God's love that calls us, as you said before,
and you
draws
see
us
it,
to him.
You see it in examples of Hollywood stars, and I'm only because it comes to my mind, where sometimes they've got fame, they've got fortune, they've got everything you think that in the world that is great, and then they find Christ, or they've got Christ in their life. Because I'm not saying that just because they've got fame and fortune, Christ isn't there. But then they share and say, all the other is nothing. It's worthless. It's Christ that makes everything worthwhile. Mm. He's the thing I person, not the thing, the being that I yearn for that satisfies me.
Mm.
Or you get the other flip of the coin, the people who don't know Christ, but they're, say, fairly wealthy or fairly well off, and they say, I've got everything, but they're still hollow inside.
Missing something. Mm. Yeah, and that's God's love that he has for us.
We all yearn.
We yearn for, yeah. And because of that love, that's why, if we move to the next part, that's why God wants to lift us up when we're down. He wants to be, well, he is there for us when we need him. Sometimes we forget that, but God wants to take us to a new place where he does lift us up. And a part that I found quite powerful that you talked about was that how when he lifts us up, like you, I think he gave this image of like lifting our head and looking into his eyes.
Yes.
And seeing eyes of hope, of love, of understanding, of mercy and compassion. Like if you actually just stop, close your eyes and think about that, what it would be like to look into God's eyes, Jesus's eyes, how all of that would be there.
In like his eyes. And you can. Yeah. If you've ever looked into someone's eyes, and I remember, again, I'm thinking of my father because I've only just recently visited him. And he was smiling at me, and the smile was in his eyes. The love for me was in his eyes.
Yeah, and you can see that in his eyes. And I think the thing that we would see in God's eyes is that understanding for whatever situation we're in right now. Like this, just this intense, that would be it, intense love and understanding. And he wants to lift us up out of the places we're in. We just need to look into his eyes to see that love that that will help us through it.
Well, yeah. He understands we're living in the world, but we're not created for this world.
Mm.
We're created for heaven, his world, his kingdom. And he sometimes has to lift our eyes up to see that it's the kingdom that we're trying to attain, the eternal life with him.
Mm.
You know what he says? Be in the world, but not of the world.
Yeah, yeah. So the weekly challenge this week, I thought was just to take some time to look into his eyes.
Oh, whoa.
So just to ask God to reveal himself. I don't know if others have done it before, but you would have, Mum, where you do a meditation where you close your eyes and someone says, like, imagine that Jesus walks into the, room and he walks dressed up to you.
Yes.
What would he say, or what would you say to him?
Yes.
And if you can take that time to do that, I think that'll be very powerful.
Very powerful.
Yeah. So that's the weekly challenge for this week. So we hope that that has really encouraged you this week, that you would know God's love for you and that he does want to be there, or he is there, to help lift you up when you need it. So we hope that chat has really encouraged you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.